Chief Zoologist Annetta Sophia Vonker Nutshorn told local broadcaster TV2 the media storm had come as a big surprise.
There's nothing new in it. We've always done it, and we see it as very natural to do it this way, and we don't take in dogs and cats.
Among the carnivores are Asiatic lions, tigers, polar bears and lynx. In Denmark, it's common practice, the zoo said, intended to mimic the predator's prey. The animals are put down first, nothing goes to waste, and it's better for their nutrition and well-being, the zoo added.
So this is our refrigeration room, where we have a horse hanging for defrosting.
Opening a heavy refrigerated door, zoologist Thea Lorman Fellersbøl showed local reporters where the meat is kept.
This year we have been so lucky to get a lynx cub, and so the mother needs a bit more food to make sure that she can support this cub. Therefore, we'd like to feed them with these smaller animals.
It's not the first time a Danish zoo has stirred controversy. In 2014, the park in Copenhagen caused uproar when it euthanized and then dissected a giraffe calf. While Aalborg has upset some animal lovers abroad, many Danes don't understand the fuss. Trina Lauritsen was a visitor at the zoo.
It is a good idea. The other animals, they need food too. And I think it's a good thing when you say goodbye to your animals that it serves a good purpose.
For NPR, I'm Adrienne Murray in Copenhagen.